For CRI News, I'm Spencer Music. China has given more than 70,000 orphans free health insurance as a new school year gift. Each child is insured for 100,000 yuan at a premium of 50 yuan a year to cover the cost of treating 12 critical illnesses. The Chinese Ministry of Civil Affairs and China Children's Insurance Foundation launched a program in 2009 aimed at raising funds to cover underprivileged children and orphans. More than 440,000 orphans have benefited from the program since its conception. China's Statistics Authority has lowered the country's growth rate for 2014 to 7.3% based on its preliminary verification. The National Bureau of Statistics said Monday in a statement that the revised gross domestic product for 2014 came in at 63.61 trillion yuan. That figure is down from 32.4 billion yuan from earlier figures that put the annual rate at 7.4%. China's major state media outlets, including China Radio International, will live broadcast a ceremony marking the 50th anniversary since the founding of Tibet Autonomous Region. The ceremony will start at 10 a.m. tomorrow at the landmark Patala Palace Square. A central authorities delegation led by top Chinese political advisor Yu Zhongsheng has arrived in Tibet's capital of Lhasa to take part in the events there. Ahead of the celebrations on Tuesday, the central government has issued a white paper on Tibet, reaffirming its current policy of regional autonomy. Mauritanian President Mohamed Ould Abdelaziz will pay a state visit to China from September 9th to 16th at the invitation of Chinese President Xi Jinping. Aziz will also attend the opening ceremony of the China Arab States Expo to be held in Yinshuan, capital city of Ningxia Hui Autonomous Region in northwest China. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Hong Lei made the announcement at a regular press briefing on Monday. The inaugural China-New Zealand Mayoral Forum is being held in Xiamen, a coastal city in southeast China's Fujian province. The event has attracted more than 200 participants from the two countries, including mayors, governors, business, and education leaders. During a visit to New Zealand in November, Chinese President Xi Jinping and New Zealand Prime Minister John Key attended a ceremony launching the forum. The number of dengue fever cases recorded in Taiwan since May has increased to 5,948, with about 90% in the southern city of Tainan. The island's health authorities reported on Monday that a total of 5,247 cases were reported in Tainan. The neighboring Kaohsiung city has reported 609 cases, accounting for a little more than 10%. 30 dengue fever-related deaths have been reported, 29 of which were in Tainan. During an emergency meeting, experts have warned the situation might get out of control if the local government fails to put a halt to the fast spread of the disease. October and November are the normal outbreak period for dengue fever. South Korean President Park Geun-hye's approval rating topped 50% for the first time in about 10 months. A survey by local poll taker RealMeter shows that Park's support rate was 50.4% last week when Park made a three-day visit to China. The weekly support rate has been on the rise for five straight weeks, breaching the 50% level last week for the first time since the third week of last November. The daily approval rating surged to 53.8% for 2 days from September 3rd when Park attended a military parade in Beijing to celebrate the 70th anniversary of the Chinese People's War of Resistance against Japanese aggression. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro has again called on his Colombian counterpart Juan Manuel Santos to discuss the border situation face-to-face. Maduro told media that he hoped to meet Santos in the coming days, even though he is skeptical that a meeting is possible. Santos has presented three conditions for meeting with Maduro over the border crisis. First, he asked Maduro to open up a humanitarian corridor at the border so that over 2,000 children can return to classes in Colombia. Another condition is that Venezuela allows 15 truckloads of deported Colombians' belongings to leave Venezuela. The third condition is that Venezuela does not mistreat the Colombians who are going to be deported. Austria is planning to phase out special measures that have allowed thousands of migrants to travel freely from Hungary to Western Europe. The easing of rules has meant that thousands of migrants were able to leave Hungary for Austria and Germany over the weekend. However, the German side says its decision to allow migrants in over the past few days has been an exception. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Spencer Music.